This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ryan Ripken, Fridays noon till 2 with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan. Featured artist Friday, Ozzy Osbourne, paying tribute. Passed away earlier this week. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Plusport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Ryan Ripken. Let's rip it. How you doing there, big guy?
I'm doing great. Missed you and Nolan last week, but Steve and I were holding it down with Alex Scamponi. But I'm sure we have quite a bit to talk about, though, Bob.
You think? I heard about the trade deadline and the Orioles being in last place and run differential among the worst in baseball and all that good stuff. Maybe we'll just bring some of that up.
I mean, if you'd like, you know, this is all brand new to me, right?
Right.
Well, this is some people's favorite time, though, Bob. You know, it's not for the circumstance. Around the deadline, everyone thought that the Orioles would be in the position to buy. But I think what people are interested with around the deadline is what happens next. Because now the realization setting in that the Birds aren't probably going to the playoffs, let alone a World Series here, right, Bob?
That's so 0.0.
But with that, people want to know who's staying, who's going, and who's going to get opportunity to be a part of the team in 2026.
Rockabaco wrote this today in the on massinsports.com. With Felix going on the IL of the mountain, 25 players have hit the injured list for the Birds. And let's be honest, you talk about the playoffs, and Nolan said they were back after they swept somebody, what was it, back in May or something, that the Orioles were back, et cetera, et cetera. But we were kind of maybe kidding ourselves. The harsh reality is here, and we could look for underperformance, lack of fundamentals, crap pitching, whatever it is, maybe a poor construction of the roster to begin with, coming out of Sarasota. But injuries are real. Not to make excuses and only get in here for the Orioles, but if we want to look for the three main reasons why the Orioles are 15.5 games out of first place and 9 out of the wild card in the final week of July, injuries has got, if it's not number one, it's got to be 1A, I would think.
So it is a good point to understand and for people to not realize it's an excuse, but it's a reality that the Birds are banged up. They've been banged up. And at some point, when you don't have significant talent on the field, it's going to hurt your product. Having said all that, though, the Orioles aren't the only team that deals with injuries. And I think that's the part we want to emphasize. But there's an understanding of, you're telling me the Orioles could have won more games if Kyle Bradish is throwing the ball once every 5 days and Grayson Rodriguez is 100%? That matters. But with what they have, Bob, when you see it on a day in and day out, the problem for the Orioles, for me, it's not just about the injuries, which confidence goes down when you don't have your best guys. I get that. But how you play the game should still be the same no matter what. And I understand that if you're going to, how do I want to say this properly? I understand that if you don't have the firepower offensively, you're probably not going to score as many runs. If your pitching isn't as strong, yeah, then you might be more susceptible. But still, the Orioles have good players. I think when you look at the deadline here, they're just underperforming, period. And actually, I'd argue there's a team that's selling right now. They made a trade last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in a similar situation, had injuries earlier. But when you look at their roster, you go, man, this roster still should be better than what they are. And I think that that's a fundamental issue that the Orioles have faced here through the first 101, 102 games of the season.
And we can throw the Braves in there too. But Nolan, you buying injuries as an excuse for the Orioles sucking this year?
It's part of the equation. And I think that's about it. I mean, I agree with Ryan. You know, you look at some of the struggles of expected core players this year. I know Gunnar delayed spring training essentially, but it took him a while to get going. I mean, a guy like Cedric Mullins had a really hot start to the season. Since then, it's been very rough. That's probably the best way to put it. I mean, there's expected guys that were supposed to carry this team, or at the very least just be better than what they're giving you, and it hasn't happened. So, I mean, if you gave this team a full clean slate of health that included the Kyle Bradishes and the Tyler Wells of the world, then yes, obviously you're probably going to have more wins, and who knows how close they are to actually being in contention. But I think even still, with a better bill of health, this team still would have been underachieving compared to years past.
I mean, looking at this right now, because I want to go through these injury lists, and of course, the Orioles list is extensive. Cade Povich, Kyle Bradish, Batista now, Keegan Aiken, Ryan Mountcastle, Adley Rutschman, Grayson Rodriguez, Albert Suarez, that Swiss Army knife. Clearly, a lot of players. But when I look around Major League Baseball, other teams have had to lose key parts and they bounce back. You know, I look at with the Red Sox, they had two starting pitchers, Cutter Crawford, who hasn't pitched this year, and then Tanner Houck, who's supposed to be one of their best guys. And they traded away Rafael Devers. And here you are, they're finding ways to win baseball games. Every team is missing somebody. The Cleveland Guardians, who the Orioles just played, they're missing still. I mean, it's been a while, but John Means was the guy they signed in the offseason. He hasn't pitched. Shane Bieber is not a part of their rotation. No one, I guess my point is, no one fully cares about the results, right, Bob? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Because they want you to go out there and play to a better level. And I'll put it this way. I think it'd be fair to say if the Orioles had all these injuries and they were a little bit under 500, I think it's the way that they're losing, Bob. That's what I wanted to emphasize. It's not that they're just a couple games under 500. Like, they're well below 500, and that's more of the style of play for me more than the injuries.
And they've been seven games or more under 500 for a long, long time. Let's not forget the Yankees, no Cole, no Luis Gil this year either, and they're still, you know, in a playoff situation. But I'm going to go PT. Not only the injured guys on the IL now. Kowser was out 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar missed what? The first 2 weeks of the season. Westberg was out for, what, 6 weeks? I mean, they've never... O'Neill's been on the IL multiple times. The team that Mike Elias envisioned when he put it together, and this is on him, obviously, has never been together at all. That team has not been on the field at one time for a consistent basis, especially at all. How many games to start the season did Hyde have to break out a different lineup?
And that's frustrating as hell,
sure,
with it, right? Because that's to your point. And
I'm making excuses all this time.
Well, that's not excuses. I think when everyone wants to point the blame at one person, in this case, it's not. There's not one person to blame for the Orioles' inefficient play. Now, does leadership and organizational hierarchy get to take the brunt of it, a.k.a. Mike Elias? Yes, because he's the one that's constructing the team. But if you had told him beforehand that all of these injuries would have happened, he probably would have constructed it a lot differently. A lot of teams would. But here's the point I want to emphasize real quickly. All right? And I talk about the three phases of the game. You know, you got hit, pitch, you field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And with this case, fielding to me, regardless of your lineup, I know there's better defensive players than other. I think you should have guys that play those positions in the right spots, but they've moved around. Bob, the Orioles are in the bottom eight in fielding percentage in baseball, okay? We knew that if your pitching was going to be weak, which right now it is the fourth worst in baseball, it's gotten better. But they have a ERA just below five that's 27th in baseball, only ahead of the Nationals, the Athletics, and the Rockies. All those teams are well below 500, right? And then the batting, your lineup. Average-wise, they're 23rd in baseball with a .238 average. Well, Ryan, it's all about OPS, driving in runs. It's all about that. Okay, we want to play that game? The Orioles are 22nd in baseball. So I agree, when you're missing your players, it does make a huge, huge impact. But when you're looking across the board with the guys that they still have had on their roster, is this a team that is bottom 10 in every statistical category? To me, I think the answer is no, and that's why I'm a little bit more adamant about the fundamental side over necessarily the injury side.
Which we're going to get to. We got time for a call. Nolan McGraw, quick draw, says yes. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and of course Ryan Ripken. Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
I love your show. Ryan, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
As with your professional experience, with all the, do players get tired of analytics? I don't think the balance of just letting guys play the game that they love and the analytical portion is on the same scale there. I think it's too much analytics, it's too much thinking, and I don't think these players can really play free under Mike Elias because of his, I guess you would say, his analytical style. He's in it too much. Is that just me, or with your experience, could you help me out on that question?
Yeah, really appreciate your question.
Thanks, Joaquin.
Thank you. You know, and maybe we'll get into a conversation later. For people that have been following baseball for a while, I talked to Omar Vizquel, longtime shortstop in Cleveland, around the Lake San Francisco, and we talked about the analytics they've even playing the position because they have note cards everywhere. That can maybe be for later. But to answer the question, when things go wrong, thinking more doesn't lead to success. And when you're in 2022, 2023, when the birds were rising, everything was feeling good and there was no issue, right? And the guys, when things are going right, you don't necessarily think about the bad. And they were analytically driven the last few years and no one talked about it. Where analytics, in my opinion, become a problem is when you got to go through the day-to-day of a baseball season. And with players now, when the league starts to figure you out a little bit, Bob, because that's the other part where the experience of this team, when we talked about the adversity and dealing with struggle, you might have success in the beginning or whenever you do. Well, guess what? These teams are going to continue to study your weaknesses. And for the players, there's only so many ways that you can break down why your swing's a certain way or the analytics of the game. At some point, you have to have the feel, and you have to trust your instincts on the field. I think sometimes the analytics, when things go wrong, players think too much, and they're athletes at the end of the day. You got to go out there and trust your preparation, and then go out there and trust your instincts. And I think at times for the Orioles, they might be thinking a little bit too much about what the percentages are and not necessarily of what the moment is telling them to do.
Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Ryan Ripken. We'll come back by ourselves. It's got that weekend dough. That's Steve Molesky. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour talking about the draft class that was for the Orioles. Got a big signing yesterday. Little Slay, he's sticking around. Could have went to Vanderbilt, but hey, the cheap Orioles spent some dough to get a guy to forego a free ride to Vanderbilt. And then we'll take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. And Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken's got a problem with the Orioles not taking batting practice on a Friday. It's really hot outside, but Rockies are doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.